Hello. So, I'm currently DMing a game, and fuck's sake. Yeah. Well, not right this minute, but I am DMing a game for some friends. And a friend of mine has expressed interest in playing a new class that apparently came out. It's still only a draft. It's not the final version of the Mystic. So, it's a class that relies on psychic abilities, or psionics as they choose to call it. Same, potato, same shit, different shit. But supposedly it's this, I wouldn't call it a hippie, but eccentric and an eccentric loner. So Mystic, a human clad in simple robes, walks along a forest path. A gang of goblins emerge from the brush, arrows trained on him, their smiles wide at their good fortune of finding such easy prey for the Legion's slave pens. Their smiles turn to shrieks of terror as the traveler grows to giant size and leaps at them. His staff is now a deadly cudgel. The militia forms ranks to prepare for the orc's charge. The growling brutes howl at their howl their battle cries and surge forward. To their surprise, the human rabble holds its ground and fights with surprising ferocity. Suddenly, mindless fear clings to the orcs' minds, and they, despite facing a far inferior foe, turn and run, never noticing the calm half-elf standing amid the militia and directing its efforts. So, Hugh says, these heroes are all mystics, followers of a strange and mysterious form of power. It's still magic. It's not some kind of crazy mental exercise, even though that's a big part of what they do. It's still magic. Mystics are incredibly rare, and most prefer to keep the nature of their abilities secret. Using their inner psychic strength, they can read minds, fade into invisibility, transform their bodies into living iron, and seize control of the physical world and bend it to their will. They're hermits and outcasts, have an eccentric mind, and that also means that when you wish to play a mystic, you have to roll for quirks. In order to add some texture to your game, apparently, you have to consider these quirks your character has acquired. These behaviors have no game effect, but your character might become irritated or upset if forced to break them. A great role-playing tool to add to add character to the game. Okay, you can roll on or pick from the table below. So there's like a d20 table. It's like you never cut your hair, you refuse to wear clothes or a specific color, you never say your name, you never wear footwear, you always wear a mask. You write down the name of each creature you slay and name ones that are unnamed. You consume only water and raw vegetables. I mean, you could come up with your own thing, like you always sleep on the floor, shit like that. You never wear pants. I'm sure that could, you never wash, as Garen suggests. Class features, hit dice is a 1d8 per mystic level, obviously. Still get your con mod at level 1. And also forward, it's just an 8 plus your con at the first level. I play with different rules in my game. I think I play with the first 3 levels is a full HP plus your con, and then from then on you just roll a 1d whatever and then add your con. Light armor, Proficiency, simple weapons, no tool proficiency, saving throws is end on wisdom. Skills, you choose two skills from Arcana, History, Inside Medicine, Nature, Perception, and Religion, and equipment is whatever. So, the way a psionic works is that each level you learn talents and you learn disciplines. On level one, you have one of each, and you have side points and a side point limit. And where it works, that talents never require you to spend side points on it, but disciplines do require you to spend side points, and you can spend a maximum of 2 side points of the 4 you have at level one, because that's your psi limit. It gets up to 7 at level 9. You can never go below 0 or over your maximum. And the whole thing about the mystics is that it's a psionic discipline is a rigid set of mental exercises that allow a mystic to manifest psionic power. A mystic masters only a few disciplines at a time. At level 1, you know one psionic discipline of your choice. Disciplines known, and blah, 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 calm with it. What is this? Psychic focus. You can focus psionic energy on one of your psionic disciplines to draw on growing benefits from it. As a bonus action, you can choose one of your psionic disciplines and gain. Okay, so psychic focus is basically just, as a bonus action, you can choose whatever psionic discipline you have and then select that. And you gain, I would think you gain them from the specific order you're in. I haven't gotten to that point yet. Your psionic ability is your DC 8 plus your proficiency bonus plus your int mod, and your attack modifier is your proficiency bonus plus your int mod. I had discipline save DC is an 8 plus proficiency in it. So mystic order. At first level, you choose an order. It can be the order of Avatar, the Awakened, the Immortal, the Nomad, the Soul Knife, or the Wu Gen. And each of them is detailed further below. Get to that later. Your order gives you features that you choose at first, third, sixth, and 14th level. What's that? Snapchat. Starting at second level, you can draw vigor from the psi energy you use to power your psionic disciplines. Immediately after you spend psi points on a psionic discipline, you can take a bonus action to regain hit points equal to the number of psi points you spent. So, level one, you can gain a maximum of 2 health or 2 hit points per attack you can make because your side limit is 2. At level 5, for example, you can get 5 because your side limit is 5. Telepathy. At second level, your mind awakens to the ability to communicate via telepathy. You can telepathically speak to any creature you can see within 120 feet of you in this manner. You don't have to share their language, but it does have to be able to at least speak one language or be telepathic itself. Ability score improvement, blah, blah, blah. That's something everyone has. Strength of mind. Oh, yeah. So at fourth level, you can replace your proficiency in wisdom saving throws with whichever other saving throw you want it to be. And this lasts until you finish a short or long rest. Potato, eat more beer. Luckily, you brought 2. Potent psionics. At 8th level, you gain the ability to infuse your weapon attacks with psychic energy, so it does more damage. At 8th level, you can do an extra 1d8. At 14th, you can do an extra 2d8. And in addition, you'll add your int mod to any damage roll you make for a psionic talent. Talent is something you can cast without expending psi points. Consumptive power. At 10th level, you gain the ability to sacrifice your physical durability in exchange for psionic power. When activating a psionic discipline, you can pay its psi point cost with your hit points instead of using any psi points. Your current hit points and hit point maximum are both reduced by the number of hit points you spend. This reduction can't be lessened in any way. And the reduction to your hit point maximum lasts until you finish a long rest. Once you use this feature, you can't use it again until you finish a long rest. So, you only do it once. But that doesn't seem too overpowered, if you can only do it once. Psionic Mastery. Beginning at 11th level, your mastery of psionic energy allows you to push your mind beyond its normal limits. As an action, you gain 9 special psi points that you can spend on only on disciplines that require an action or a bonus action to use. You can use all 9 points on one discipline, so that also means you can heal for 9, or you can spread them across multiple disciplines. You can't also spend your normal psi points on these disciplines. You can spend only the special points gained from this feature, and when you finish a long rest, you lose any of these special points that you haven't spent. If more than one of these disciplines you activate with these points require concentration, you can concentrate on all of them. Activating one of them ends any effect you were already concentrating on. If you begin concentrating on an effect that doesn't use these special points, the disciplines end that you're not concentrating on. At 15th level, the pool becomes 11. You have one use of this feature, and you regain any expended use of it with long rest. You gain one additional use of this feature at 13th, 15th, and 17th level. So you end up having 4 uses of psionic mastery. Doesn't seem too crazy, I guess. Psionic body. So that's a 20th level. Your mastery of psionic power causes your mind to transcend the body. Your physical form is infused with psionic energy, and you gain the following benefits. You gain resistance to bludgeoning, piercing, and slashing damage. You no longer age. You're immune to disease and poison damage, and the poison condition. If you die, roll a d20. On a 10 or higher, you discorporate with 0 hit points. Instead of dying and you fall unconscious, you and your gear disappear. You appear on a spot of your choice 1d3 days later on the plane of existence where you died, having gained the benefits of one long rest, okay? That's interesting. Let's look at the orders of Avatar. So the Avatar gives you 2 additional psionic disciplines of your choice. They must be chosen from among the Avatar disciplines. Armor training, medium armor and shields. Interesting. All right. Sorry, it's just a lot to read. All these six things. Whatever. So far, I don't think it's too overpowered. Obviously, could be wrong. Let's see. So, this is a mortal discipline. That was one of them, right? Immortal discipline. Psychic focus. While focused on this discipline, you don't need to eat, breathe, or sleep to gain the benefits of a long rest. You can spend 8 hours engaged in light activity rather than sleeping during any of it. Environmental adaption. As an action, you or a creature you touch ignores the effects of extreme heat or cold, but not cold or fire damage for the next hour. Adaptive shield, energy immunity, okay. Sounds interesting enough. It might be overpowered as fuck, but it doesn't sound like it. It sounds decently balanced, I think. Obviously, could be majorly wrong. Now I'm gonna give him the go ahead and say that that is fine. Well, that's all for now, unless you have anything you want to hear me talk about, which, I mean, I'm talking to you people that I'm talking to right now, not Garen, because he left. So, yeah, later.